liked you better with glasses.
Too bad. I like me better without them.
Hey, pretty fans. Welcome to another episode of the Better With Glasses podcast. I am your host, Vicky Bazalia, and with me is Casey.
Hey.
And today we are here for a...
Mini-series.
And this mini-series is called...
Other Comrades.
Which means what to you?
It means... You know, I saw how crazy you got for Conrad this season, this year, this series, and I knew there were other Conrads before that I've heard about, but this time I actually got to see it in real time.
But and define a Conrad. What is a Conrad?
Aside, like,
okay,
the love interest, so to speak, you know, like...
Or one of two.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's the fandom for the show. But then there's an equal or sometimes bigger fandom for the love interest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love college basketball, but mm-hmm. I love UVA basketball
right.
more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, love the summer I turn pretty, but man, that Team Conrad fandom is strong from this side of the table over there.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was other ones before that. And I'm like, hey, we're going to have some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
In between seasons, let's focus on some of these other Conrads. That's what I call them, the other Conrad.
You call them other Conrads, not because they're like Conrad. In a lot of ways, they're like Conrad, but more so what they do to the specific cohort.
Like what they have, the effect that it's really in direct relation to you.
Okay.
And it's like,
this is embarrassing.
The other love interests that Vicky's had from pop culture
right.
and TV shows along the way. So there was Jess from the Gilmore Girls.
Love Jess.
There was Pacey from the Dawson's Creek. There was Tim Riggins from Friday Night mm-hmm. Lights, I think was one. There was, who am I missing here?
Paxton H.Y.
Paxton Hall Yoshida from Never Have I Ever. And I get that one. Paxton's a man. I kind of watched that show with you too, so I know that love triangle.
Yeah.
On Team Paxton.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, it doesn't always have to have a triangle, right? But
right. Landon. Like Riggins isn't a triangle.
Exactly. Yeah. Landon Carter.
Who the fuck is that?
A Walk to Remember.
Oh, okay. It's a movie.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You like that name, Landon.
Yeah. We love that name, Landon.
Nathan
Scott.
That's One Tree Hill.
And Lucas Scott. Love them both, actually. Shit. Both brothers.
Jim Halpert?
No. Not so much.
I like The Office. She hates The Office. Okay. This episode, the inaugural episode of Other Conrads, we're yes. going to be doing
Pacey Witter. Now, did you ever watch Dawson's Creek?
No, but I remember seeing like it would be James Van Der Beek or Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
Like on the, you know,
yeah.
Tiger Beat and shit at the supermarket. Yeah, you'd see the.
We're of the age that you remember the.
Of course.
The
of
era.
Course. You couldn't like. Deny the era. And then I didn't watch Dawson's Creek, but I would definitely I watched the shit out of the movies they were in. Fucking Varsity Blues.
Oh yeah.
James Van Der Beek, that's like an era.
Yeah.
Fucking Urban Legends with Joshua Jackson. They owned that like pocket
mm-hmm.
of like teenage pop culture.
Yeah.
TV shows branched off into movies. They were it.
Right.
Had pretty good careers too. Like if you look at
yeah.
the foursome there.
Oh, yeah, all four.
Michelle Williams, legend. Shout out Sullivan County. fucking.
That's
Joshua,
New York, guys.
Joshua Jackson, legend. Mighty Ducks and beyond. He's in all sorts of new fangled stuff. He does a lot of good work. James Van Der Beek. Need I say Varsity Blues one more time? And he does. He was on an episode of Peyton's Places on ESPN Plus recently. Love that
guy. He was on an episode of Himyam.
Hilarious.
He's so funny in that.
Who's the other one? And Katie Holmes. Katie
yeah.
Holmes of she,
she's
like
from Batman.
Straight up
she's...
star, huge.
She's been in everything. Yeah.
Okay, so all the people from Dawson's Creek, good careers. I didn't watch it. From what I've watched recently
mm-hmm.
in preparation for the show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really like Pacey Witter.
You do.
I think you may have even. Married a Pacey Witter.
Oh!
I saw some similarities in Casey
okay.
from Casey, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
Where are you at on that? He's
I
very quick. He's got all sorts of good snappy
Well,
thing.
That's part of it,
I don't
right? So
think
like
that I have that.
Well, that's part of it. Because some people are like, "Oh my god, I love Pacey too." And then other people are like, "I love Pacey too, but he Conrad's more like the Dawson." So I was like, "Let's just get on the mic and hash it out, because I can see some similarities, let's say, between a Conrad and a Pacey and a Jess and a Pacey and a Casey and a Pacey Conrad, blah blah blah." And yes, we may be able to find like quirks
but
that
to be
I just
clear,
like in guys.
This show isn't about what Conrad hasn't similar
exactly.
To
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is like I can find probably a couple handful of traits that they all have in common that you also share, because it's clearly what I'm attracted to. But on the other hand, it's not just what I'm attracted to. It's like as I'm watching these love triangles play out, it's like who I truly believe that the muse, so to speak, should pick.
I think a through line from if we had like a thing where we could put all of them on a, you know, a pegboard. They all have dark hair, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
there's like
yeah.
Blondies out there.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's one through line.
Yeah.
But I
no,
digress.
Like dark hair for sure. Dark hair, dark eyes, yeah. Although Conrad has blue eyes. But Belly in chapter...
I got them ocean eyes.
I know.
About it.
But in the first couple of chapters, I believe, of The Summer I Turned Pretty, when Belly is describing Conrad, she says something, 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 and dark, 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 dark. Like emphasized it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading it, and I was like, likes dark haired boys too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got a beautiful fall day here. The wind is blowing into the studio right now. It feels great. Fall is in full swing. UVA football just won last night. They beat North Carolina.
It was my birthday.
Huge upset.
Last
awesome.
Week.
I've sat through multiple scene packs of Dawson's Creek.
And two full episodes.
Two full episodes.
Wow.
And I obviously knew Joshua Jackson and James Vanderbeek ahead of time.
You get the gist.
And I knew all the characters. I knew all the actors. Didn't know the characters per se. Now I'm in it.
Wait, before we go any further, you also found a podcast that we listened to about these two girls who gush over.
Oh, yeah.
And they crush on these actors. But inside of the actors, they're talking about how their formative years were falling in love with Joshua Jackson because of the Pacey character.
Good dude.
Great dude.
Good dude. You want me to look up the podcast?
Yeah.
See if I can find it.
Yeah.
It was on like Slate or something. Oh, it's called Thirst Aid Kit.
Thirst Aid Kit, Josh Jackson.
The Many Lives of Joshua Jackson. That was the...
It's just so funny because they got a little carried away, like we're doing right now. They got a little carried away, and they ended up like just talking about Pacey for like half the episode. And they're like, we got to get to his other projects, don't we? It's not just Pacey, but really it's a lot of Pacey.
And I'm going to sprinkle in a whole bunch of these characters' other projects because I just can't help myself. Now, tell me the synopsis of what the fuck is going on here.
Okay.
Because from what I saw, I was happy with Pacey ending up with Michelle Williams because they had a little, the episode I saw, they had a little vibe too.
Yeah. Okay. So here's I don't even know if I've done the synopsis for you. So let's just do a quick synopsis. The show is Dawson's Creek. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. And it came out in...
We watched the Halloween episode.
Yeah, it came out in the late 90s.
I think 98 to 2003.
2003. There were six seasons in total.
Charlie Conway,
for those of you who know the Mighty Ducks, is Joshua Jackson, who then became Pacey Witter. So
Ducks fly together.
Oh my gosh. We're never going to get through this.
Okay,
really,
go.
Really, Casey loves Josh Jackson. So it's this creekside town called Capeside, Massachusetts. Also filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Shout out.
Fun fact. To start, you find out that Dawson and Joey's the girl.
Played by Katie Holmes.
Dawson and Joey basically grew up together. Joey's family is kind of a broken family. Her mom died when she was very young. Her dad went away to prison. She is being taken care of. At the time we meet her, she's a teenager, like Belly. And she's being taken care of by her very young, but not a minor anymore, sister. And she has spent almost all of her time at Dawson's house growing up. And they are best friends, like in a very innocent best friends kind of way. Joey has had feelings for Dawson. They claim the entire time growing up, but not in a Belly and Conrad way. Like, they are very, very innocently friends. But when teenage hormones start coming into play, then Joey starts having feelings for Dawson. Dawson doesn't notice Joey at all. And Pacey is just the fun, sarcastic, lovable sidekick who is best friends with Dawson.
Love it.
Yeah. And Pacey's grown up with Joey as well, but he's always just kind of like, they've bickered at each other. Like, they were probably, I imagine as they were growing up, it was a little bit more of the, like, he and Dawson were friends and they were both boys, but Dawson had Joey, who was kind of like a sister. But meet them in season one, where there's this new character, Jen Lindley, who gets sent down from the Big Apple.
Love
so
her.
She's from New York. We find out that Jen had some trouble in New York. Mm. She was sent down from New York because she got into trouble.
Don't we all?
And they sent her to go live in this, like, very quiet, not big city, boondocks of a town, and live with her grandmother.
Called Cape Side.
We already talked about
that. Okay.
Yeah. So automatically, Dawson is attracted to Jen. Joey gets jealous.
Ooh.
All the while, Pacey's just there, like, fueling the fire, just kind of, like, watching the shenanigans of this thing. Joey and Pacey's relationship doesn't start to bloom, so to speak, until after Joey and Dawson have already had a relationship. So they actually end up having feelings for each other, getting into a relationship. Shit doesn't work out. It's all messy. And they, in one way or another, end up breaking up and breaking each other's hearts a couple times before we get to season three.
As it does in high school.
As it happens, yes. But at the beginning of season three, Pacey, who was in a very serious relationship with Andy, breaks up with her because he finds out that she cheated on him. Joey, who actually has come to Dawson and apologized for a bunch of stuff and says that she wants to be with him, he rejects her. And so brokenhearted Pacey and brokenhearted Joey are thrust into a situation where Dawson asks Pacey to take care of Joey. Because their entire life, Dawson was always there for Joey, but he can't be there for her in this very, very specific situation because of all the...
He's too close.
Well, yeah, because he's the reason this time. But he still cares about her. And so he tells Pacey to look after her.
Okay.
And then this whole love story begins. And then you can start to see that when Dawson has had some space and Joey has had some space and they're not bickering at each other anymore, there's not a friendship, but there's still this idea that they belong together at the end of the day still lingers, then end of season three, season four, season five, season six, like, for the rest of time after Joey and Pacey get together, in spite of Dawson and Joey, things are never actually quite the same.
Mm.
Like, the triangle now is fully a thing that is awkward, that creates a lot of fights, that creates a lot of unnecessary situations for the rest of their friendship. Kind of like what we were talking about with Jeremiah, Conrad, and Belly. Like, it's so nice that everything's now in the open at the end of season two.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers have talked. They've talked about Belly. Belly's talked. Belly's dated each of them now.
Yeah, everyone
Belly's
knows where they stand.
Everyone knows where they stand, but it's one of those things where it's nice and it needed to happen. Well, I guess it's not nice. It needed to happen, but you can kind of tell that nothing will ever quite be the same as it was when it was just innocent or there was only one side of the triangle.
Sure.
And that's how, I mean, everything after season three is for Joey, Dawson, and Pacey.
So we're at the end of season three now.
Yes.
Where do we stand?
kind of like Jeremiah yelling at Belly at the beginning of season two. Like, fine, go be with him. If that's what you want, go do it. I don't want to be stuck in the middle. I don't want to be the reason that you're not together, but he's going to break your heart. I'm the one that's really right for you, but you're going to go have to go like fuck it all up and or let him fuck it up and see is how it ends. And Joey actually takes him up on that offer and she rides off into the sunset with Pacey.
Okay. So now
they spend summer together.
Pacey and Joey together. James Vanderbeek, I Don't Want Your Life, is doing his own thing.
Yes.
And so he got himself a new
season four.
Okay.
That's most of season four.
Now, where are we in life? Are we still in high school? Have you graduated?
We're going into senior year of high school.
Okay, big time. So now we're going into season four. What happens? Roll the tape through your synopsis.
Of season four of Dawson's Creek?
Rock on.
Senior year is tough. Joey is mostly focusing on...
Might I say, fuck school.
Oh, Pacey is very fuck school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're kind of asking like, oh, what's Pacey do? So Pacey's a fuck up. He is behind on all of his classes. He's going to fail out. He isn't open with Joey about it. And she's like the straight A student. So like right. She is like top of her class, applying to colleges.
James Vanderbeek's a big film guy I've taken.
Dawson is big into film. So he's mostly just trying to deal with the fallout of his parents' divorce, the fact that his best friend is now dating who he believes is the love of his life, even though he pushed her to the side and now she's in love with his best friend. It's all messy. And he and Pacey spend most of season four not talking, not friends.
Ooh.
But they're still around each other.
Is on the grill.
Yeah, but they still have this bond, right? So there's some moments where they're kind of forced into a situation where they can only be each other's person.
Okay.
Because they have been for so long. And you can't really cut those ties. So it's a very interesting season. There's a lot of tension, but things aren't really going well for the Joey and Pacey relationship. But it's a lot of things actually that we're going to see end up happening, I would imagine, given the books, with Belly and Jeremiah, ironically. There's a lot of conversation about Joey losing her virginity, her doing it with Pacey. They do end up doing it. It's a really big decision for her. So there's a lot of will they, won't they relating to that. There's Dawson asking Joey straight up if they had sex, and she lies to Dawson about it, which creates conflict and issues. There's Pacey failing out of school, not being open about it to Joey. There's Joey on this fast track to getting into the college of her dreams, which ends up being Worthington, which is supposed to be like essentially an Ivy League school that's made up. And as we were talking about, actually, with Belly, Jeremiah, senior year, going off to college together, the unspoken thing that Pacey and Joey don't really talk about is the fact that he feels like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going anywhere for school. Everyone in the town seems to be moving on without him.
Dawson's going to film school or something, right?
Yeah. And
other side of the country.
Yeah.
And a la Stanford?
No.
USC, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, in a nutshell, Pacey is being left behind. He and Joey don't really want to address the elephant in the room. By the time it all crumbles, it's at prom, ironically, because that's also the setting of
how we do it.
Conrad and Belly's breakup. But yeah, Pacey flies off the handle, says a bunch of really crazy shit that he definitely doesn't mean, but he is emoting and he's not in a good mental state. And because almost he puts her up on this pedestal, he can't handle it because he feels like he can't be right in his headspace right now when he's with her.
Okay. So they break up. Now they go to college. What happens there?
Long story short, Joey goes to college. She meets Audrey. She has a life there. Jen and Jack go to college together. They end up, Joey and Dawson end up rekindling something at right before she goes to college, and then they're writing back and forth. He is not having a good time across the country at film school, not as much as he thought he would. He comes to visit Joey. They end up sleeping together for the first time.
Whoa
indeed. So yeah, first year of college is kind of messy. Pacey's just trying to figure out like where he fits in the world. He still hangs out with them and like he'll go to campus and like party with them.
Nice.
Stuff. And Dawson ends up fucking things up with Joey. But the fact that they were trying to be in an adult relationship together after the Joey and Pacey thing has stirred the triangle once again.
So season six comes, the final season.
Season six is a little bit messy. Pacey ends up in a serious relationship with Joey's best friend and roommate.
What?
Dawson and Jen hook up. What? Joey finds out about it, is really, really upset about that. Dawson ends up dating this, like, actress who's a nightmare and a mess. Joey ends up dating one of her professors. I don't know if it's professor or TA or something like that.
I got you. I'm catching the vibe.
There's something like that going on. Towards the end of season six, you can see sparks start to fly again between Joey and Pacey. They try to get back together. It's not really the right timing. There's an instance where Pacey and Dawson are thrust into a situation, like a business situation together, and Pacey fucks it up, screws over Dawson. Dawson throws back in his face the love triangle thing and the betrayal and how they'll never be friends again. And that's how season six ends, basically with everybody hating each other.
This kind of reminds me of, isn't there some of like the look after my girl kind of things in Friday Night Lights?
All kinds of stuff like that. Yeah.
That remind your description reminds me of Friday Night Lights.
For sure.
Jason Street and Tim Riggins and Lila.
Yeah. Yeah, but Joey just keeps getting pulled back into the orbit of these two guys, like just constantly. And I think it's a little bit natural, and I can see that happening for Belly too. It's just kind of like when you have two people who, when it's a clean break from a relationship and you never have to deal with that person ever again, that's one thing. Out of sight, out of mind. But when you're forced into a situation where you're almost so close to these people, you see them all the time, you always kind of have to deal with the collateral damage of everything that's happened. And because of that, the spark of her with each of them is never really completely over, ever. It's just a matter of which fuel is being put on the fire at that point in time. But season six ends really, really messy, and it only quote-unquote gets fixed because the finale is a two-part finale.
Yeah, on IMDb, that's rave reviews. It's the highest rated episode.
It's a phenomenal finale. They fast forward 5 years into the future, and you spend the first part of the finale just in a really interesting way, understanding where all these people are in their lives, how they got to where they are. And then in the finale, you find that there's something. Yeah, spoiler alert, Jen dies.
That's what I just read. I can't believe my heart's broken.
Yeah. So Jen dies.
What the fuck?
And it's almost like they have to reconcile all of the crazy shit that's happened. It's actually very poetic. There are a lot of people who are upset that they killed off Jen, but if you think about it from a poetic perspective, the entire series started when Jen showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the catalyst for Joey and Dawson finding out their feelings about each other, and you know, somebody else who comes and kind of like rocks the world of this like very quaint, cutesy town. And then hormones start and they're all growing up in these, you know, pivotal years in a young person's life. And then her exit, so to speak, like her exit of this earth and the fact that they have to reconcile their differences and kind of come together is part of what leads to essentially what we find out is Dawson, Joey, and Pacey all kind of letting go of the past. And Pacey, in probably the most eloquent, most beautifully written, heartfelt speech ever to Joey about letting her go, is how it ends. And then how it really ends is you find out that they, in fact, do end up together. So, Joey and Pacey, at the end, in New York, she has picked him. They are together. And that's how you're led to believe that it ends. One of the very key things about Dawson's Creek, and this is where I'm going to need your opinion on it as a comparison to Belly and the Boys. The will they won't they of Dawson's Creek, you're led to believe, is that Joey and Dawson, because they grew up together and she loved him first and he was her first love, and he truly was, you know, she was his first love too.
Mm-hmm.
It was this idea that we'll always find a way back to each other. Right. Invisible string, so to speak, right? That we grew up together, that we're destined to be together, that that's how it's supposed to be, and we're soulmates, mm-hmm. and we belong together.
Right.
So from that perspective, it's different than The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Or Never Have I Ever.
Or Never Have I Ever. Exactly. Then the difference is that at the end of Dawson's Creek, there's a very poetic, you know, bow at the end of it, depending on what side you're on. I'm on Team Pacey, so it's a nice little poetic bow for me, is Joey and Dawson have a conversation about how they're each other's soulmates,
mm-hmm.
and how you can, like, your soulmate is just somebody that you go through life with that you can't live without, and you complete each other's lives in a very weird, magnetic way. But that your soulmate doesn't have to be the love of your life. And it's this idea that you can have a soulmate, but also have a love of your life. And so Pacey ends up being the love of Joey's life, but doesn't have to end up being her soulmate.
Oh, I asked you that. Because I saw her, Joey called Dawson her soulmate. And I'm like, well, that sucks. Because if they're soulmates, then we're... Well, how's Pacey going to end up with her?
Well, that was... That he told me that little
deal.
Well, that was Pacey's big insecurity,
mm-hmm.
his entire time.
Fair.
Is, yeah, that, like, it like, kind of like Jeremiah.
He's the Jeremiah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you think about it that way, from a plot standpoint, he is the Jeremiah. It's like, man, everybody thinks that these two belong together. At one point, these two thought that they belonged together. He was there first. He was her everything. She was goo goo gaga, so to speak, over this guy. Who am I, just a guy coming in and playing second fiddle to Dawson, when I hear all the time, like, soulmate, soulmate, soulmates? But the difference,
mm-hmm.
is actually how everyone else around them reacts.
Right.
Right. And we won't see that in The Summer I Turned Pretty. We see it in the book, when Belly and Jeremiah are trying to get married and not everybody's on board.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, in Dawson's Creek, actually a lot of the side plot characters really do side with Pacey and really say that Joey is happier with him and likes those two together. But it's all part of Journey growing up, is it's actually that somebody else that you weren't thinking of this entire time can come in and surprise you and be that person for you.
Ask me what's going on in that head of mine.
What's going on in that head of yours?
You're off the hook. You're off the hook. I've never had much of that whole, if you love someone, set them free crap. Don't miss my point here. And don't miss mine. Pacey, I love you.
I can deliver that line on the exact Josh Jackson beats. That entire soliloquy. You're a little rushed.
I don't even know how. I've never seen this.
Oh, before. I could. Yes. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Give me it. I can do it verbatim.
Okay.
You're off the hook. I've never had much faith in that whole, if you love someone, set them free crap, as evidenced by everything I've done in my life up to this moment, but I'm determined to be happy, Joey. Happy in this life. And I love you. I always, always loved you. But our timing just has never been right. And the way I figure it, time's no man's friend. Well, I have to get right with that and be happy now, because this is it. This is all we've got. if there's one thing that I've learned from losing Jen, that's what I've learned.
Pace.
Actually, hold on. I'm not done yet, because I also want you to be happy. So I want you to be with someone, whether it's Dawson or New York guy or some man you haven't even met yet, but I want you to be with someone who can be a part of the life that you want for yourself. I want you to be with someone who makes you feel the way I feel when I'm with you. So I guess the point of this long run-on sentence that's been the last 10 years of our lives is that the simple act of being in love with you is enough for me. So you're off the hook.
You know what? For the record, I don't want to be let off the hook, because everything I have done has led me here right now. And the last thing I want to be do, and the last thing I want is to be let off somebody's hook.
Don't miss my point here, Joe.
And don't miss mine. Pacey, I love you. You know that. And it's very real. It's so real that it's kept me moving, mostly running from it, never ready for it. And I love Dawson. He's my soulmate. He's tied to my childhood. And it's a love that is pure and eternally innocent. I can't be let off the hook because I just might get the notion that it's okay to keep running.
So what are you trying to say here, Joe? And then there's an interruption.
Well, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good job, hon. Victoria Pazzaglia, everyone. Ready to read.
Yeah, insert clapping here.
Ready to read for all of Josh Jackson's lines. Okay, so we're going to get a couple more things off the plate before we finish up our first other Conrad episode.
Yeah.
What? We're going to go into enemy territory here.
Okay.
All right, we're going to step over the Conrad lines, and we're going to fire some shots into his field, so okay. to speak.
We're going to do that before you even let me talk about why I like Pacey.
I thought we already talked about why I like Pacey.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Give me 2 minutes on why I like Pacey.
Well, you gotta ask questions.
Hey, hon, why do you like Pacey, besides the fact that he's a cool dude?
So, it's funny because it kind of conflicts with the fact that I'm Team Conrad, but I like that he is a more complex character.
Okay.
And I don't mean for this to come off in a bad way, but it's the whole Steven being like, oh, Jeremiah is like more simple and he doesn't challenge Belly and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But regardless of how you feel about what Steven said, in the world of Dawson's Creek, I absolutely 1000% know that Pacey actually challenges Joey. Dawson brings out this like very childish, innocent, like 15-year-old girl version of Joey, and she never really feels like she's growing up when she's with him. She always feels like she's trying to recapture something from her youth. And that is part of what bothers me, is that like the notion of first love is nice, and I get that you may never quote unquote get over your first love and it means something special, but it's always like a trying to recapture of that for them. And Pacey and Joey actually grow up together in a very real way.
I love that.
He challenges her to think about things differently. He challenges her to admit that she has feelings for him back.
Yeah.
He's not like, I also don't like just like the clean cut leading man character. Like, sure. I like when there's a little bit more messiness, like a little bit more brooding type.
That seems real also.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the Conrad allure too. Like, a lot of people, I get it. There are a lot of people who are just like, in first season one, like, he's a jerk. He's mean to her. He puts her down. He has these, like, mm-hmm. mental bugaboos that he has to, like, get over. And Jeremiah is, like, golden retriever and nice and always there for Belly. I get all of that. But when I'm watching a TV show, I like the character arc sometimes as much as I like the love triangle.
Right.
So, I think it's a little bit different because Conrad and Belly, Conrad is like the first love and the one who's supposed to be the guy, mm-hmm. and Jeremiah is the one that's infiltrating that.
Which would be the opposite.
Which would be the opposite of this. But if you come at it from the perspective of the one that challenges Joey and the one who is not the clean cut choice, who's like the perfect leading guy, mm-hmm. and has all these like bumps and bruises and messes up a lot and fails out of school and like has all these other things, I think it's a more intriguing character. So oh, yeah. I like Pacey regardless of who Pacey is with.
Yeah. You married yourself with a Pacey winner.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of challenge, but a really good heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So great job explaining that, yeah. Victoria's explaining. Well,
also, he always feels like he's not quite good enough.
Sure.
For her.
Yeah.
And I think that what's different is I do think that because Jeremiah and Conrad are brothers,
mm-hmm.
I think Jeremiah carries this weight. I was going to use the word baggage, but I think it's valid. It's this weight of like always feeling a certain way about Conrad.
Right.
Because as the younger brother.
Yeah.
Right. And we've seen that mm-hmm. play out. I think that with Pacey and Dawson, I don't think Pacey grew up jealous of Dawson and hoping that he was Dawson or wishing that he was Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pacey thinks that only from the perspective of the triangle. I think what weighs on Pacey's sense of not being worth it purely comes from how much Joey thinks about Dawson, not necessarily that he thinks Dawson is a better man than he is. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't Pacey, what did Pacey end up doing for a career? I saw you had the goatee
and
a suit.
And or like his
in general, like what's his
he ended up, so the best thing he ever did in life that he actually had a passion for was being in the restaurant business, and he like studied under a chef.
Okay.
That didn't quite work out for a bunch of different reasons. Then he went and like became like a smarmy like stockbroker type, and that definitely didn't work out. That's when he had the goatee and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he lost Dawson's money. That was a huge falling out between them, all that stuff. By the time we meet Pacey again, that's where at the very end,
mm-hmm.
they come back to Capeside, and he's actually the owner of like one of the restaurants in town, and it was one that Joey's parents owned originally.
Pacey could have gotten into radio.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but I also like that he's like really sarcastic. Like he's funny.
Yeah.
He's very quick witted. He is really sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls Dawson out on his bullshit all the fucking time. And it's really fun to watch.
What would Auntie Pacey's have to say? If we're stepping over into the enemy lines and firing onto the Pacey's at the battlefield.
Yeah. Anti-Pacey's, I
would say those things that you like are negatives. Like,
right, exactly.
He's
yeah.
not together. It's not
yes.
straight.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't do well in school. He's not focused. He wasn't open and honest with her, which is what led to their breakup.
Okay.
He was having, it's a lot of the Conrad stuff. It's like, oh, he like has all these like, you know, issues with his own self-worth, but he takes it out on her,
mm-hmm.
and that's toxic. That Dawson is always there for her, and just because he's there for her and doesn't want to be with her, he let his best friend take care of her. And there's a lot of people, right? A lot of people who are like, no matter what, like Dawson was there first. Like, if you're really best friends,
yeah.
if you're best friends or your brothers, like you don't.
That's true.
You don't do that, right? So there's a lot of people who just like staunchly like.
Yeah, like full stop.
Full stop.
Shouldn't
have done it. When like, Pacey,
I'm there.
When Pacey and Joey first got together,
mm-hmm.
they were like kissing and like coming together before telling anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit of like
deceit.
Betrayal
yeah.
and deceit that goes along with it.
So not knowing that original Dawson and Joey stuff, I can say I like Pacey, mm-hmm. but if I saw that, maybe I would feel that way too.
Right.
I'm not gonna rehash that.
Right.
Do you think Joey is worth all the commotion? The muse, so mm-hmm. to speak. Is the muse worth the commotion? We're hard hitting here on this bedroom class.
I know.
Podcast.
It's yes. I do think so. I wish It's a little bit different because kind of like we talk about with Belly, it's like we want to see her with other people.
Right.
But in the show, because it's seven seasons of six seasons back when they would do 20 plus episodes per season.
Right.
And they were all, call it 45 minutes long because it was an hour of sit down television TV. So we got a lot.
And we watched an episode that was like the Blair Witch episode.
Yeah.
And the plot didn't move. It was just a good.
Exactly.
It's like watching Home Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. But because we get all that, we get all of the looks, we get all of the banter, we get all of the, hey, they're friends, hey, they're not friends. And it's very believable because we're not just getting glimpses. We're actually getting to see their lives pan out. And for Joey, which we don't see with Belly other than Cam, is with Joey, you actually do see her have a relationship. She has a lot of different relationships with a lot of different people, and it always comes back to Dawson and Pacey.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think she's worth all of it? I think that in those two guys' mind, she absolutely is.
What are her stats with just to a guy, if you're going to, you know, give the stats on her? And
okay, but this is going to make me sound Team Pacey again. I think from a Dawson perspective, it's just the best friend thing. It's like, at the end of the day, you really do need and want your best friend in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those two are very short-sighted in that, like, they cannot separate what it is to be a best friend. And, but that means that we should be together, right? Mm-hmm. Because we tried and we failed and we were young, but like the universe owes it to us for us to end up together because we're best friends.
I hear what you're saying.
And they spend so much time convincing each other of that. And that's why I think Joey's worth it, because of what she means to Dawson and his family and his childhood. Do I think that's a romantic love? No. But that's kind of the whole point, is that it's really hard to unwind that when you did have a relationship multiple times.
What are her yearbook stats here, though?
Joey herself?
Yeah, like now at the age of 25, what's the history?
Strong, independent, smart.
Ivy League educated.
Ivy League educated.
Champion of the pole vault. What?
she's not champion of the pole
vault. Okay, I'm trying to mine for answers here.
I like Joey because she is sweet. She's sassy. She also has a lot of turmoil in her life.
Did she work in high school?
She did. Yeah, she worked her entire time in high school. So, again, she's being raised by her 23-year-old sister.
That's a huge...
Yeah, she's like helping to take care of...
Overcame a lot, it sounds like.
She's trying to take care of the family. She's bussing tables. She helps her sister create an Airbnb with the help of Pacey, who helped to inspire it. Yeah. She helps her sister who had a baby without getting married, like with her child. So yeah, there's a lot. Like Joey had to grow up really quickly, and the only sense of childhood that she has is Dawson and his family. Ah,
so maybe there's a little catch there.
Yeah.
So what does she want to be when she grows up? What does she become?
I mean, really, she wanted to be a writer. Her entire life, it's like really been about English, and we saw that a lot when she got to college.
Okay.
So
that's a little Rory Gilmore, eh?
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very Rory Gilmore from that perspective. And I think she ends up becoming like an editor or publisher or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like Joey.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I like her because she's sassy.
What is the...
Oh, and her banter back and forth with Pacey is, like, wonderful.
Let's hear it for the writers of the show, because there is some good... Like, with Gilmore Girls, the writing is great.
Yeah. And it's fast-paced, right? It's fast-paced, and it's elevated language. They don't... The big gripe on Dawson's Creek for a long time was, like, that these people don't talk like teenagers. But it was kind of fun. Like, they don't... It's not colloquial at all. Like, they don't use words that any teenager would actually use, but it's fun and it's upbeat.
What is the most memorable Pacey and Joey scene?
Ooh.
What's like the prototypical, like?
I remember everything at the anti-prom. when she's wearing diamond earrings that Dawson had her wear. She's actually at the prom with Dawson because she went in an attempt to be friend, like as a show of friendship, so that he doesn't hate her after she hooked up with Pacey. He's actively trying to get her back, but doing it through the facade of friendship. Joey and Pacey end up dancing together. They have a really sweet moment. Feelings aren't over between them. He says the diamond earrings don't look like her. Her bracelet is more like her. He remembers that it's her mom's. He says, I remember everything. So like that I remember everything line is number one. Then there's also this speech at the end that
which
I just did.
So eloquently performed.
Yes, that is amazing. And then just the, it's like the acts of love, right? Acts of like acts of service as being a portrayal of love. Yeah, it's all the stuff that he does in season three. Like he picks her up when she has a shit time, you know, with her boyfriend. He is there for her. He helps her and Bessie, her sister, set up the Airbnb. He is the shoulder to cry on when she's upset about Dawson and a bunch of other things in life, all the way through college, and he buys her a wall.
My man is really out here, though.
He buys her a wall.
That's the one.
That's a huge one.
All right, before we go, let me give a shout-out to the guy who created Dawson's Creek.
It Kevin Williamson.
It ties into what I was saying earlier. He also wrote Scream. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Scream 2. Halloween H2O. The Faculty. Scream 3. Scream 4. He was involved with the new Screams with Jenna Ortega. This guy owned the late 90s and deserves a... What would they give back in the day? VMA.
A VMA.
He could do a VMA.
Oh, actually, they got, I'm actually sure that Dawson's Creek got plenty of VMA nominations, but...
I don't want your life.
What are your overall thoughts?
Overall thoughts are...
You like Pacey?
I love Pacey.
Do you understand? You watching me watch Pacey, do you understand why I like Pacey?
Of course.
Why?
I mean, I knew it wasn't Dawson.
Okay. Okay, but that's important to this podcast. Like, you know, you would say you know me, and you know, obviously.
Too clean.
Yeah.
Too clean.
Yeah, I like some messiness.
Yeah, too clean. Too clean.
Which sounds so weird, right? But,
I mean, yeah, you gotta have a little edge.
You gotta have a little edge. A little edge. Which is why I can deal with psychotic Conrad in the car and sitting on the edge of a pool, smoking weed, like drinking beer, pounding Chardonnay. Like, I get it, right? Like, some people are gonna watch it and be like, "Oh yeah, not clean cut. He's a bad boy. Like this, that, or the other." Some people say like, "Oh, Pacey's just like, oh, if you like the bad boy, then you like Pacey." And then in season one of The Summer I Turned Pretty, he's like, oh, if you like the bad boy, then you like Conrad. And it's like, neither of them are bad. It's just a little bit of that, like, misunderstood, but there's a chemistry and a connection, and everybody has their person. And when I watch Belly and Conrad together, I'm like, he's her person. And when I watch Joey and Pacey, that just... how I've always felt.
My final thought is,
it's like there's the rational brain and then there's like the emotional brain, and then you watch the Will They Won't They, and I think I said this, I'm really big on the acts of service.
Yeah, I've heard
like acts of service more than declarations of love.
Yeah, sure.
And
like I'll go and get you a water, and that is a show of love.
Sure.
You know, like that instead of telling you how great you are every second of the day.
Yeah, I hate that.
You know,
yeah.
It's like
I would, yeah.
You show your love in different ways besides that.
Final
thought for myself. The fashion of the late 90s is coming around to, it's like the same as right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if ever there was a time to watch Dawson's Creek, if you are here because you love Dawson's Creek, great for you. If you're here because you love Pacey from Dawson's Creek, good. If you're here because you love Dawson, that's okay too. Like, we're here for that. But if you are here just because you love The Summer I Turned Pretty,
yeah, the fact,
and you've kind of like dipped a toe in on Dawson's Creek, yes, it's old. Yes, they talk like people who have lines of dialogue written for them because nobody actually talks like that. Yes, it's old. It's an older show.
But some of the later seasons look a little crisper.
But it's definitely crisped up in the new digital world. We were watching an episode and it looks great. And the actors are great. Like Casey said, they went on to have great careers. The acting is actually top notch. The director and creator and producer and writers are all people that have been on big, big projects. It's filmed in Wilmington, so you're going to see some of the same spots. We love it. Yeah. There's a love triangle. Go see if you love Pacey, if you're Team Conrad. Go see if you love Dawson, if you're Team Jeremiah. Or see if there's a little bit of a switcheroo.
Yeah.
Because there's things that both plot lines have in common.
So I don't know what is going to be next, but I think book club will be next. Hit back on the book club, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, we're going to do another Other Conrads episode.
You know, who do you think everyone's calling for the next Other Conrad?
I hope it's Tim Riggins, so I can just say Texas Forever.
You've been saying that this whole time. No.
I mean, if it's not Tim Riggins, then it's got to be Jess Mariano or...
It's Jess Mariano, yeah, for sure.
Whatever. We can hit that up.
Hashtag Team Jess.
I like Gilmore Girls.
Love Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Funny. You know, I like shows that are newer because the HD and the crisp and all that shit. But I'm down for some standard definition television.
It's funny. Like, now that I'm... The self-awareness that comes with doing this Other Conrad's miniseries, as soon as you watch Jess versus the other love interest, you're going to be like, oh yeah, of course you're Team Jess.
Well, Jess doesn't come around to like the second season.
Second season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, gang. Thank you guys so much for checking us out and this new venture that we've done. Hope y'all like it. Other Conrads and the rest of the miniseries that we're doing until Real Summer Intern Pretty comes back. You didn't get a chance to tell them about your script that I got you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I think a lot of people saw it, maybe. Yeah, if you guys follow us on Instagram, you probably saw a post.
Maybe we can do a bonus episode where we read some stuff to each other.
Casey, you know, really, Team Casey at the end of the day.
I got a script.
Casey went all out. Yep. It was a TSITP themed birthday extravaganza.
That's right.
And I got a 2-pound bag of Sour Patch Kids, all green, which is my favorite flavor. It says Team Conrad and happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a brown sweatshirt. So if you go to the official brown website and try to find that sweatshirt, y'all are crazy because I'm not the only one. Casey's not the only one who apparently had the idea. I don't know if everybody just rushed out because they love Brown University.
It's the only thing sold out on the website.
Exactly. Yeah. So all the other Brown University sweatshirts are available except for the one that Belly was wearing. So I don't know if that has anything to do with TSITP, but Casey got a custom made one for me.
Because you can just say it's the color brown.
Yep. No copyright infringement here.
Say it's the color brown.
On a crew neck sweatshirt that's brown.
Brown.
So we got that.
She just loves the color. So.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Belly and Conrad. And then the 2024 calendar. A lot of y'all have been reaching out and asking where the calendar is. It's official. It's the official calendar. It's on Amazon Prime. So go grab that. And then I don't know how he found it. I don't know how to get y'all one, but Casey went and found an official script of season 1, episode 1. It's the entire script from that episode, the original script, signed by Lola Tung.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all into baseball cards and stuff, so I didn't know this until I met Casey and his family. Baseball cards and autographs and stuff you can get graded, and there's a
certification
certification
that says the autograph is true.
Yeah, it's not necessarily her script, but it's a script that she signed, but it was officially signed by her, right?
Yes,
because that's what that certification is for. Yeah. Woo! Yay. So of course I read it. I took notes on it.
There were some new things that you didn't know.
Oh yeah. No, it's amazing.
That could be a whole episode.
I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna have to read we'll play act.
Okay. Some scenes. Throw some things in. Because you told me about like Cleveland. That's got some.
Yeah, it's interesting. The some of the character names are different, and the some of the narration plot points and different. Like, and there's some, I don't know if these are Jenny's words or the writer's, but there's some like thinking out loud, because yes. you can tell it hasn't quite been put to film
yet. It's like Cleveland should be a blank blank type of character.
Exactly. Yeah. Like all those little side notes are so interesting to me. It's and
content.
We'll have to do a bonus episode on that too.
Big things coming. Thank you guys for staying locked in.
Team Pacey.
Yep.
Dawson, we love you too.
At Bedrock Glasses Pod on Instagram. BedrockGlassesPod@gmail.com for questions, comments, concerns. Man, it's been a while since we've ended a show.
Or started a show.
Shit. Well, thank you guys for listening.
And if you're following along with the book club, that'll be the next episode that releases as a part of that miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
So catch up by reading chapter 7 through 12. Woo-hoo. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next time.